The Fast Eddie burger for just 99 cents and the peel and eat shrimp for only 29 cents.
Yeah, but that hardly compares to working and playing in professional baseball for over 50 years.
Well, Fast Eddie's also has that giant outdoor patio.
And it's home of the Alton Giant Patio.
And so if you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, home of the giant outdoor patio.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Roundup Extended Control Pump and Go Weed and Grass Killer. It's now just $19.97. So you can kill unwanted weeds and grass quickly and mercilessly without them coming back for up to 4 months. All while letting your budget thrive. It's another way you get more spring per dollar. Roundup Extended Control Pump and Go, now just $19.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Good afternoon. It is the large morning show in the afternoon. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Bill Cleveland. We are live this afternoon at the St. Charles Convention Center in the Midwest Storm Solutions booth. Still got till 6 o'clock if you'd like to come out and say hello to us. Otherwise, these folks will be here throughout the weekend at the St. Charles Home Show. We'll do a quick round of introductions, tell you a little bit about the Midwest Storm Solutions and what they've got going on out here, and then we'll kick around some stories. We found stuff going on in the news this afternoon. No trivia this afternoon. We'll conduct, I know, so sad. We'll conduct that again next Friday. First, run of the control board this afternoon. Came out here early to set things up and doing a fine job back there.
Thanks, Bill.
Usually, I'm able to look across the control board and see him. Today, I have my back to him, which is a little. I kind of like this better.
Yeah, I'm sure we both like this better. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the one and only Eon the Peon.
Oh, thank you very much, Bill. Happy Friday, everyone.
All right, sitting to my left, the lovely and talented Tina Dalpiez is in the house. How you doing, Tina?
Hi, I'm great. Hi, everybody.
All right, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse, Daniel.
Hello.
Hey, Dan.
people are talking.
We have AM in the PM
people,
stopping by.
Yeah, they want to interact while we're on the air. They'll have to wait
a month
or two. That's Dan Strauss running the control board back at the station this afternoon, doing a great job. We stole the sound effects machine so that he couldn't have anything to do with sound effects this afternoon. If you remember a few weeks ago, when
he's
you guys
not
were,
very good at
great,
it. Right?
No, he's not very good, but he's good at other things.
Oh, man.
He's good at other things like drawing
wieners.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, textbooks. So, ladies and gentlemen, how about a hand for Josh Gilbert?
Yeah. Hi, Josh.
He's not going to say
he
hi.
He's mad now.
I don't blame him.
Hello.
There you are.
He had to figure out what took you.
Look at that. He can't even operate the mic.
Yes.
All right.
Man.
Thank you, Josh.
I just want to say you guys look great today.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
As do you, my friend.
And the studio has never smelled better.
Hey, speaking of smelling.
Oh, you want to get right to this?
I'll get right to it.
All right.
I was in the bathroom earlier.
Dan was in the bathroom earlier.
I went into the bathroom earlier just to get, you know, just to do number one. But there was a guy in there showing his shoes with his pants down around his ankles, conducting business on the phone, and he was talking really, really loud
Hang
in
on,
the bathroom.
I think, can you hear that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There he is right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that. Talking on the phone while you're in the bathroom.
No.
I was at a restaurant a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it was last Sunday. My dad and I got together. We thought we'd go out and grab some lunch. And this guy was on the phone. Now, he was a pretty big guy, so I couldn't say anything to him. But he was talking so loud on his cell phone. I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear that. He was talking so loud on his cell phone. Everybody in the restaurant just, you know, everybody's kind of making the, you know, you do that eye contact thing. And it was absolutely incredible. Totally rude.
And
don't do that
anything.
In the restaurant. Well, yeah, no, this guy, he was a big biker guy. He was probably about 6'4", huge tattoos everywhere. Nobody's going to go up and
the manager or waitress?
No. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm going to go and tell the manager on this guy.
You should have yelled out, hey, Hell's Angels sucks.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
What I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Next time. All right. Before we get to our stories for the afternoon, let's talk a little bit about the folks at the Midwest Storm Solutions. We are sitting here next to
Is she going on with us?
No, she's
afraid. She's not.
Shop Jared the Galleria of Jewelry with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Stop by one of their locations today or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Oh, did we drop?
Oh, are we back?
Yeah.
We're back.
What happened?
When did we drop off?
Durability pays with a Quaker State cashback bonus. Details at QuakerState.com.
All righty. We're having a little...
Josh, are we back? You want to jump on the microphone, Josh, so we actually know what the heck's going on?
Hey, it's not my fault. I don't know what's happening.
So our broadcast just dropped out a little bit. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
We're back, though?
Yeah.
All right.
Did we get the story about the guy conducting business on the toilet?
Yes, we got that in full.
We dropped out because of that?
Yeah. That was great.
But I downloaded these frequently asked questions about these storm rooms, and I thought maybe if I asked Gene or Mike, then they could explain some of the stuff to people on the air.
All right.
So who's going to do it?
All right. Go grab Mike real quick.
Come on.
All right.
Gene does not want to be on the air.
We need to put a picture of it. In fact, you know what? Let me go. You can go on the website and look at these things. And it's mystormroom.com. And you can see what. Here, put these on, Mike. We'll chat with you real quick here. We're sorry, everybody, for the frequent dropouts. I don't know why that's happening, but I apologize for that. Mike is here from Midwest Storm Solutions. We talked to him a little bit earlier in the broadcast.
You're not as pretty as Gene.
No, you're really not, Mike. You're really not, Mike, but that's all right. We'll deal with it. So Tina's going to ask you a couple of these questions here.
This is from off the website, Frequently Asked Questions.
All right.
This is a test.
It is?
Right. It is. Okay. One of the questions, where can the storm room with Kevlar be located?
Well, it can be put... First off, it has to have a concrete pad. It could be in your basement. It could be in your garage.
So you can't put it on the top level?
Nope.
Or the middle level?
Nope. It has to have a concrete foundation.
Okay. Well, if you're wanting it for a storm shelter, you probably wouldn't want to be on the top level of your house.
Yeah.
No.
What a dumb question, Tina.
No, it's a frequently asked question.
Frequently asked dumb question.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
What's the next one?
Tina,
we're on the
air now. Next question. Who installs this thing?
We do. And everybody that installs these is factory trained, factory certified. There's a lot of engineering and a lot of science behind them. There's a lot of things that are really precise. Things have to be torqued down. So it's not something that somebody could buy and then... think they can install themselves.
Because if it's not installed right, it may not work.
Right.
Now, can you talk a little bit? I know you didn't design the thing, but can you tell us a little bit about how they tested it when they were first coming up with the idea for these rooms?
Yeah, yeah.
What would they go through? I mean, because these things can withstand, tell what they can withstand.
It can withstand winds up to 250 miles an hour.
250 miles an hour.
So what was the Joplin storm? Do you remember?
Right. That's a Cat 5. Wow. Hurricane or an F5 tornado, and Joplin was actually maybe a little bit more severe than that.
Mm-hmm. But you think this probably would have saved a lot of.
There were two in Joplin actually, and with families in them, and everybody walked away. The house was
unbelievable.
Yeah. Nice.
There were four last year, two in Oklahoma and two in Joplin went through F5 tornadoes.
Yeah,
and everybody was safe and sound.
If you come by the booth, they have a picture of Oklahoma, and the storm room is standing alone, and everything else around it is destroyed.
Wow, can you imagine coming out, opening the door, and there's nothing, just you standing there?
Yeah, it'd be scary.
Is it wheelchair accessible?
Yes, it is. There's no threshold, it opens, the doors are wide enough, you can bring a wheelchair in.
Okay, how long does it take if somebody wants it installed in their house, the day you go in to install it?
Generally, just one day.
One day?
Yep,
wow.
In, out.
All right. Okay.
One more, Tina.
One more? Okay. Can you use it for any other, it says applications here, because we talked about this earlier.
Yep.
We talked about the movie Panic Room.
Yeah.
And it's really not supposed to be used for that, but it can be used for, storing valuables?
You can get a keypad lock on the door that you have the combination to, and so you really can use it like a vault. That's how secure it is. So guys put their guns in there. People even finish them out like a gun room with racks, valuables. People put files in there, records, their computer database. There's a whole lot of uses. It just depends on how creative you are.
And I jokingly mentioned earlier, you know, you got kids. You want to get away from the kids. You can lock yourself in the
right.
room there.
And we talked about you putting your bathroom in there because you can make it
a real room.
I
do not have
you
a
can run
basement
wiring
in my
and
home.
And, you know, the other thing that's really important is you can use your cell phone while you're in there.
Exactly.
It won't block the cell phone waves
and
your radio. So if you're in there trying to listen to hear what's going on with the storm, you can listen, and then you can call people and let them know you're okay and stuff.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of other shelters out there that, you know, they're steel, and so you lose your cell phone, your Wi-Fi, all that stuff as soon as you go in them. And the Kevlar is the protector of this one, and it doesn't block any kind of signals at all. So we can still listen to you guys even while we're hiding.
While you're hiding out.
Really, you would do that?
Why would you want to do that?
Have you been pretty busy?
Yeah, it's actually incredible. It's almost nonstop, and this is a business that's really weather-driven. And so when these storms popped last week, and it puts it back in people's minds. And it's kind of overwhelming right now. And the amount of people that came to this show just specifically to see this DuPont Storm Room, it's people have come a long way just to see it. There's that kind of interest. I just think the way the weather's been, it's a lot more on people's minds than it's been in the past few years. Mm-hmm. Take it a lot more seriously with some of the stuff.
Did you grow up in St. Louis?
I did.
You remember the storms back when we were kids. Every spring, it's always tornado season. And you'd always have a tornado go through or a tornado hit somewhere. But
now you don't
remember.
Know.
No, right now, lately, the tornadoes and all these storms have seemed so violent over the past couple of years, more violent than when we were kids growing up, it seems. And then they're just destroying, I mean, everything and stuff that...
I think, too, areas are more populated now, too.
Well, yeah.
That's why they're destroying more, I would think.
Yeah, they are, but it just seems like they're more violent than ever
when
before.
When was the last time you heard 100 tornadoes touching down in one day?
No, that's true. Yeah.
Statistically, and that's not in your mind, it's a fact. If you check the stats on it, I think the past 5 to 6 years, the amount of tornado-related deaths and the severity of the storms, the size of the storms, it's increasing every year, and it seems like it's going farther north. I mean, you know, I know people that have been, they've told me they've been in their basement 20 times in the past 2 years, and they're like, you know, that's more than we've been in our whole life.
Yeah. Well, and before we didn't. We ignored
it.
Until it actually hit right here.
Right.
And it's not just spring and summer now. Look at the New Year's Eve one that hit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all year now. It's crazy.
All right. Well, if you want to see the room, you can go to mystormroom.com or you can give them a call at 636-493-0405. Mike, thanks a lot for having us out here today.
Yeah,
thank you,
and,
guys.
It was nice chatting with you, and get to work on her so she comes up next time we're out
Jean
here.
Yeah, Jean
wouldn't
come up.
Her.
And,
she's afraid.
We're all going to get in there and take a picture.
Yeah, so we're
going to
put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks
so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Speaking of, from one Mike to another Mike, Mike Tyson. Yeah, I watched him on a CBS show. I can't remember the name of the show.
It was A-R-A-M.
He was trying to say what network he was on. CBS.
Mike's trying to spell CBS.
CBS.
I think it was one of those deals where they swapped families. Like, Mike, the same name, and they went. And I watched it, and Mike Tyson, you know, talked about it. He was, you know, going to church. He's like a born again Christian, and this and that. And he was, you know. Real nice with the family,
thing,
and I thought, well, how about, how great is that? Mike Tyson has turned things around. Well, no, not so much. Mike hasn't changed anything. Mike was doing a interview with a guy over at ESPN and talking about different things, aspects of his life, different things. Whatever. He said while he was in jail, he impregnated a jail official, I should say.
Mike Tyson?
Well, when was that?
Yeah. Well, I guess he could maybe have.
Yeah, that was after he turned his life around.
Yeah, but he's been in the news doing some other stuff too lately. But Mike Tyson impregnated a woman while he was in jail. And now let me see, a prison guard? Yes, well, an official, some sort of jail official. I had the
number
here.
Is that against the rules? You're not supposed to do that?
You're not supposed to do that.
No.
Now, listen to this. By the time he was 13, I had no idea. I knew he'd been in a lot of trouble.
That's shocking.
Mike Tyson. So here's the dumbest thing I have heard for the week, and you know we like to avoid politics at all costs, but they're trying to save the Postal Service. Postal Service losing all sorts of money, and they're trying to find ways to pinch pennies and to sort of, you know, they talked about cutting delivery for certain days of the week, that sort of thing. Well, they're debating this in Congress now, and the leader of the Senate, a guy named Harry Reid, was on the floor, I guess, yesterday talking about reasons to save the Postal Service, and that's fine, but here's the example that he gives for a reason to save the Postal Service, and this is a quote, and when talking about seniors love getting junk mail. It's sometimes their only way of communicating or feeling like they're part of the real world.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Hello?
Just waiting for any
waiting
action
for some mail
for the day.
Is that really why you want to, I mean, I
no,
can think of some other reasons, maybe. But that's what he said, because seniors...
Some coupons in
seniors
there? Seniors want
to get their junk mail. I don't know about all of that. Happy birthday to now the world's oldest man. He is in Kyoto, Japan.
Where?
You heard me. Kyoto, Japan. 115 years old.
He can get his driving permit.
Yeah. 115 years old, world's largest man. I'm not even going to try and
largest
and oldest. It's quite a combo.
He is not.
Try and read his name right there. I've underlined it.
All right, Jiramon Kimura.
Hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So happy birthday to you. 115 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, Fenway Park, 100 years old.
Wow.
How about that?
That's old.
The worst thing about being the oldest man, you usually don't get to celebrate that title too long. Every time they do a story, they die.
And you don't want to be the next guy waiting behind to take his place. See, that's not exactly a title you're looking for. Fenway Park turns 100 years old. I believe it's on Sunday is the birthday of Fenway Park. Yeah, opening day, April. No, it'd be today. Opening day, April 20th, 1912. And
Fenway and Wrigley Field, man. I hope they never get rid of those parks.
I've never been to Fenway Park, have you?
I have never been to Fenway Park. I know a bunch of people that have, and they said that the seats are so much skinnier. Mm-hmm. If you can believe that.
Oh, yeah, right.
When you sit in the seats now, they're not made for heavy people.
Everybody's so fat. No, we're fat Americans
now. I
know.
We are fat Americans.
You're
going to
be
seats.
A fat American. You keep eating these nuts over here.
I'm no kidding.
I know the nut guy's like, well, he's just swallowing those things.
Swallowing those nuts. Yeah. Nice job.
That's Dan for you.
Well, you know.
I don't think he said it like that.
But they said the seats are much narrower and smaller, and everyone is right on top of each other. It's uncomfortable to watch a game there, but it's a lot of fun.
I don't want to sound stupid, but
too late.
Is Fenway Park the one with the green monster
wall?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
That wasn't
nice.
Stupid at all.
No.
Donny Osmond is off Vegas stages until further notice. He has some sort of a strain in his vocal cords.
Really?
So he's not he's not performing. That's just one of the – Donny and Marie, man, I know Tina –
Frank was raving about them.
He liked them?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say they're –
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But And they've never really – what was his big song, Donny Osmond?
Didn't they do a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll? They called it Puppy Love.
But, yeah, Donnie...
Green apple doesn't spoil the whole bunch girl, is he?
No, that was... don't spoil the whole bunch girl.
And I always thought...
That was Jackson 5.
I always thought she was cute, but then she had some sort of plastic surgery deal, apparently, within the last few years.
And Marie?
Marie, yeah. Oh, no, she's had something done.
On their show, they used to do...
Yeah, just...
I'm a little bit country, and I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because she's really cute. She was doing those, like, Weight Watchers commercials
Nutrisystem.
Or something. And she was really pretty.
Looks really good.
And then I saw her in an interview, and it was like, oh, what'd you do that for? Not really.
Yeah, but they have a boatload of kids in their family, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know, do they?
A
boatload of kids.
Mm. Hmm. One more here. There's a feminist group. Yeah, they're always mad about something. Now they're mad about Lego. They got Legos for girls, and they're upset about them. And I wish I'd print out a picture to show you guys.
What makes a Lego for girls?
Well, they have, like, you know how they have, you remember when you play with Legos, they had, like, the different little Lego men and things like that.
Right.
Well, they have Legos that are, you know, like young girls. And so you can, you know, I guess build little houses and things. And they, but they're upset because of the way they're portrayed. They don't want, I don't know. They're always mad
they cook
about
it clean
something.
And stuff, and they're not
Exactly. Exactly.
You can put their little body in anything.
Who cares? Let the kids play with the Legos and leave them alone. But the they've collected a bunch of signatures now, like 55,000 signatures they've collected trying to get these things pulled off the shelves. Give me a break. But Legos for girls, look for those in your toy store. All right, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have Mike Evans. He will join us live from Hollywood, California, next on the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Well, they've cleared that accident on southbound 170 at Brentwood. All lanes are open, but boy, traffic is backed up now near Page. It's slow go there. Westbound 70, still slow past the airport. And then from Zumbel out through T.R. Hughes, some stop-and-go pockets. Westbound 40, that's still heavy from Hampton through McCausland. It looks slow again from 270 through Mason. And then from Chesterfield Parkway west out to the Boone Bridge and slow areas there. On southbound 270, it's heavy from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry and downtown. Looks like we thinned out, except on the east side. 5570 is slow from 4th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report's brought to you by the 2012 Kia Forte. The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Shop Jared the Gallery of Jewelry with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Stop by one of their locations today or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS and learn about tax-free retirements this Sunday, 1 until 2 p.m.
Are you in the market for a porta potty? Don't laugh. Maybe you're in charge of a family reunion, a special event, a wedding, a reunion, or maybe you're in charge of a construction site. Whatever the reason is, you have a large group of people coming together, you're going to need a porta potty. And I'm here to tell you about R&R Sanitation. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated R&R Sanitation. Their porta potties are 40% larger. Now, you laugh, but that means they're cleaner longer and they smell fresh longer. And at R&R Sanitation, they pick up and drop off at a drop of a hat. The out-of-town conglomerate that's trying to put R&R Sanitation, they don't do that. Fact, they'll try and undercut R&R Sanitation, but they won't lose money. You'll be the one that ends up losing. So, be smart. Call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Have you been trying to find the best and the hottest accessories for your truck? Are you tired of searching online, through catalogs and stores, and keep finding the same old stuff?
Your hassles are over.
Premier Auto Accessories in Florissant
has a complete selection of tops, wheels, tires, DVDs, window tint, alarms, and GPS navigation. Are you looking for truck tops, Nerf bars, running boards, toolboxes, or bed liners?
Premier Auto Accessories
in the heart of Florissant has it.
And is locally owned and operated.
If you need to add a DVD player, some new wheels, or window tinting to personalize your truck,
Premier Auto Accessories
has it. You'll find the best quality, the hottest looks, and all the top brands like Jason, Luverne, Custom Wheels, UWS Boxes, and Lumar Tint. They're located in the heart of Florissant at Lindbergh and New Florissant behind U-Haul. The hottest looks, the best quality, and top brands.
Premier Auto Accessories.
314-838-8899. That's 314-838-8899. Mention KTRS and get 50% off labor.
The great thing about St. Louis is that we have so many family-owned and family-operated businesses, including our friends at Classic Air Care and the Drain Team. Family-owned and family-operated since 1926 with nearly 100 employees. If you have any issues with your heating, your air conditioning, or your plumbing, Classic Air Care and the Drain Team can help you out. Classic Air Care and the Drain Team offers residential commercial services for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. You can save, and you can save save online, too. Go to cacstl.com. That's cacstl.com or 314-352-1111. Classic Air Care and the Drain Team have experienced and licensed journeyman plumbers, as well as experienced and certified technicians with background checks and mandatory education for all the latest. So for any heating, air conditioning, and plumbing issues, it's Classic Air Care and the Drain Team.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Are you looking for your perfect match?
Saturday, April 21st might be the day you finally find yours during the It's Time to Get Painting sale. On Saturday, April 21st, stop by Brant & Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights to get your perfect color from the new Clark & Kensington Paint and Primer in One.
To help you find your soul paint.
During the It's Time to Get Painting sale at Brant & Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights, the helpful place.
Hey, it's Mike Rome here with Fiona, a service advisor at Ford. You know what this is? Go ahead, Fiona, tell them.
$100 bill.
Ford is having some sort of big tire event. What are you guys calling it?
The big tire event.
Well, there it is. You've got all kinds of brands, and there's a $100 rebate?
Yes, there is.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate. That's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
It's a big event.
It's enormous?
It is.
Ginormous?
Ginormous.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer. Visit FordOwner.com for rebate details. They're 531-12.
Sotero Research is currently looking for paid volunteers to participate in clinical research studies. If you qualify, you could help less expensive generic drugs get FDA approval while making money in your spare time. Participants can earn from $600 to $1,800. If you are 18 years or older, healthy, on no medication, and able to do short stays at our facility, call Sotero today at 636-946-2110. Earn cash while helping less expensive generic drugs get approved. So don't wait. Call Sotero Research today at 636-946-2110.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
All right, we are it's live at the St. Charles Convention Center this afternoon, and boy, we wish Mike Evans could be out here with us today.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's in Hollywood, California, and he is brought to you by the good folks at Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. They do kitchens, baths, and homes. Ladies and gentlemen, Thompson Price proudly presents on this Aloha Friday. Here he is, everybody, Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it up. Let us out in public. Come on now.
I know, right? First time ever they've let us out in public. We're here in beautiful St. Charles, Missouri, and I wish you could be out here with us, meeting some nice listeners this afternoon.
St. Charles is nice.
Yeah.
Over there by that casino where I've lost a lot of money.
Yeah. There's a couple of them out here.
Yeah.
Hey, you got a pop quiz question. Who, where are the nude drawings? The nude drawings that Leonardo DiCaprio did of Kate Winslet in the famous scene of the Titanic.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are they framed in the director James Cameron's den? Framed in Leonardo DiCaprio's bathroom? Or framed in Kate Winslet's bedroom?
No.
I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Got a TV review for you, television review. Veep debuts on HBO Sunday night, a hilarious comedy starring Julie Louis-Dreyfus as a fast-talking, quick-thinking, conniving vice president of the United States. She is frustrated because she has been duped into the worst dead-end gig there is, the vice presidency. Between her her and her staff, this is one of the funniest shows in years.
Good.
It's must-see TV, great writing, great cast, great show. Veep, HBO, Sunday, 4 stars.
Wow.
I mean, it's right in the line with, I mean, funny shows, you know, like Seinfeld and Frasier and, you know, a really good show.
And yeah. She's really the only one that's done anything, right? I mean, Seinfeld's done some commercials and stuff, but, I mean, she's the only one that's really done anything outside, because Kramer hasn't done anything. George Michael.
Well,
Jason does a lot of live stuff, but George, you're absolutely Jason right. Alexander. He's really been the most successful.
Yeah, sorry.
TV News, the same people that cast Jersey Shore and Amazing Race is casting another show. They're looking for an out-of-control couples that are pregnant. The show is called Pregzilla.
Oh, brother.
No. And another old TV show coming back. The Rockford Files are bringing it back.
We talked about that
with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. Sounds good.
I think Vince Vaughn would do a good job in that.
I do, too. I got a couple of lists and a weird survey for you. Most highly anticipated movies coming out this summer, The Avengers, which we will review next week. Number two is The Dark Knight Rises. Number three is Bourne Legacy. And number four is Men in Black 4. And I can
Spider-Man.
Only assume that is going to be big box office for all of those guys.
What about Spider-Man?
I'm surprised isn't in the top four, but didn't make it. Top TV TiVos, number one is The Big Bang Theory, number two is Modern Family, number three, American Idol, number four is NCIS. Weird survey just got released. 1,000 women asked if they could be with any star, what star would they be with? Now, out of 1,000, what name? And we'll ask our only female in the there with us.
Dan.
What was the name that was most mentioned?
For being with, as in, how? What do you mean?
What do you think?
Sense?
You want me to throw it out to you? Draw some pictures.
Yeah.
Are you talking TV star, movie star, singer?
All celebrities.
Like George Clooney?
Any celebrity, the person, the guy that most women...
Here, let me repeat it word for word. 1,000 women asked if they could be with any star, who would it be? And the majority answered, now this is where you jump in.
Sorry, Mike, it's embarrassing.
Okay.
I don't know how much plainer I could put it. I mean, I don't know.
I know. I guess...
Never mind. The answer is Brad Pitt. Okay, now the guys there, I know you guys can figure this out. 1,000 men asked if they could be with any star. Who do you think that they picked? This was very surprising to me.
Charlize Theron is on.
That's a good one, I would think.
I would pick Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I would say Jennifer Aniston.
You know, that would be my first pick. I mean, I think maybe Angelina Jolie, but, you know, Jennifer Aniston got to be right there. Holly Berry, you know? I don't know, really. Now.
I would pick Zoe Deschanel.
You sort of lean that way. That explains why you didn't have an answer before.
She's cute and fun.
We couldn't get
a little personal with you. Come on, Gina. You can tell us. See, this
we
explains
get her
why
to
you didn't really picking a man star. Why would you do? Is that what we're dealing with?
Yeah, she was. Her tongue was tied with a man, but
on,
she had a
woman.
You can
tell us now, Gina. We're
right
family here. We can. That explains everything.
But her tongue is tied.
Yeah. Cat got your tongue.
What's the answer?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe they asked 1,000 people who lived in a trailer park outside Columbia, Missouri. I don't know. Maybe out in Truth or Consequence. I don't know. Maybe in Peculiar. Britney Spears?
Really?
Spears. Maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
That is so strange.
It's almost like
probably 1,000 guys, they've probably been with Britney Spears.
Oh. I mean, she's looked as...
Maybe I misheard the question, Mike.
She's looked as good as she has in a long time, but still not enough to be number one.
No.
No, I didn't get that at all. I really didn't.
No.
Okay, let's go to the pop quiz question. Where are the new drawings Leonardo DiCaprio did of Kate Winslet in the famous scene for Titanic, framed in director James Cameron's den? Framed in Leonardo DiCaprio's bathroom or framed in Kate Winslet's bedroom. By the way, when they showed that in the movie, Leonardo DiCaprio has very feminine hands. That's a reason you might like him, Tina.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they didn't really use Leonardo DiCaprio's hands on that scene. They actually used James Cameron's hands, the director. Just a little insight there for you.
All right.
Answer?
I'm going to pick in Kate's bedroom.
I was going to go Kate's bedroom.
Cameron's.
I'll say in the bathroom.
No matter whose, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Anybody's bathroom.
James Cameron's den. Very prominently positioned when you first walk in the house.
Nice.
And finally.
Oh.
And...
Yeah.
Come on, boys and girls, sing along.
Tina, think about Angelina. Loa Friday, no work to Monday. We're going to play today, Loa Friday.
I'm trying to think, but nothing
happens. I can get a picture of a very famous woman sent to Tina. Lindia, Kalani, Lani, Ani, okay, look who in a cock, and ah, and hooey, hooey, oh. Kill away, Kamiki, Kaka, hoo. Why, Manila, Kamiki, Kaka, hooey, oh.
All right, that's Mike Evans. I have no idea why we're hearing this music right now, but that would be the brilliant,
I think that's Josh.
The brilliantness of Josh Gilbert back in the studio. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Big 550 KTRS.
I love this.
All right, it's time for another look at the roads, and we're going to go to Tim Weiland with your Golden Old Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. It looks like we're moving much better on westbound 40 now. It's slow, though, as you make your way 270 through Mason and then heavy again towards the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, still a little bit slow as you make your way past the airport. It comes stop and go, and then from Cave Springs out through T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 270, that's eased up a lot. Just a little heavy at New Florissant and downtown. Everything is thinned out, except over on 5570 eastbound. A little bit slow from as you approach Highway 64, that merge, but that'll be thinned out quickly. This traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Are you a small business owner looking to be successful on social media? Try social campaigns from Constant Contact, a new tool from the company that brought you email marketing. Visit ConstantContact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Damn this traffic jam.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It is ugly, that is for sure. First of all, they're still working to clear this accident eastbound 4064, just east of Mason. Two left lanes are blocked, two right getting through. You're backed up into Chesterfield Valley, back by the smoke house.
Damn this traffic jam.
Hear about it first on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Did you know that trees can add up to 25% more value to your home?
Tom Reed, the owner of Omni Tree Service.
It's important to make sure your trees remain healthy and look their best. That's where Omni Tree Service can help. We offer professional consultation with a certified arborist. We can trim and selectively prune your trees to accent your house and landscapes. We never like to get rid of a tree, but we have the equipment to dispose of trees in a careful and efficient manner, no matter what the size. With our 165-foot crane and bucket trucks, we can safely remove the largest trees with little or no negative impact on the surrounding area.
For a no-obligation estimate, call Tom Reed at Omni Tree Service at 636-391-9944. That's 636-391-9944. Or take a look at their website at OmniTreeService.com.
Omni Tree Service. We can make your trees look their best.
Now that it's the new year, isn't it time for the new you? That's right, the new you. The you who resolves to stop overspending and take control of your finances. The you who's ready to get serious about saving for the future by first paying off your debt. After all, those credit card bills aren't going anywhere until you decide to do something about it. But no worries, you are not in this alone. Nonprofit Trinity Debt Management is here to help. Trinity has a proven program that will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, drastically reduce your interest, and put an end to late fees and collections calls. You will save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. Hey, it's the new year. Shouldn't you make a resolution to call Trinity? 1-800-936-5348.
Trinity!
1-800-936-5348. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
All right, creeping up on 6 o'clock, Big 550 KTRS. Welcome to the weekend. Good to have you folks along. We are out and about at the St. Charles Convention Center this afternoon, our first sort of experiment on the road. I apologize if we've had to cut out a handful of times. It's just sort of the way
that, the way the cookie crumbles.
Just sort of the way it works. That's good, Peon. I like that. Write that down. Be a good bumper sticker. Speaking of bumper stickers, we do have a few of our AM and the PM bumper stickers out here. We've had a lot of folks stop by. Really have had a lot of folks by and have said they're AM and the PM, and that they heard us talking on the air this afternoon. And it's a very, very nice people. And if I, I'm trying to think, I lost count, but I think I was up to about 12 times that somebody said, Bill, you sound a lot taller on the radio.
Oh.
That is honest to God. I'm not making
but
that up.
But did they also say you're much more handsome in person than
no,
we thought?
No, I didn't hear
who
any of that.
He's
trying to make me feel better.
That's,
but no. I'm looking at the tally sheet right now, and that's zero under the handsome.
We should probably let them know where we are and that they're going to be here tomorrow and Sunday also. We won't, but the Midwest Storm Shelter people will be.
Yeah.
Midwest Storm Solutions.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like she wants to take over the hosting job right at the end of the day.
Like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's all yours.
Yeah, come on, Tina.
Big shot.
All right. Yeah. We are at the St. Charles Convention Center at the St. Charles Home Show.
Here, let me do what Tina did earlier. Go ahead. Start talking. Do your thing. Go ahead.
Okay. It runs
I'm Tina. How you doing? Nice to meet
you.
Thanks for coming by.
At the St. Charles Convention Center.
Good to see you. You listen to the
St.
show?
Charles off
Fifth
Street.
Thank you.
Right next
how about,
to
have a bumper sticker.
Where is it? It's next to Cracker Barrel, and it's connected to the Embassy Suites Hotel.
She's doing better
and
than I did.
And if you park right when you pull in on the street level, all you have to do is walk in those front doors.
I can't
doors,
talk to you now. We're on the air.
Go straight down the aisle to the last row, make a left, and you'll find the Midwest Storm Solutions booth.
Hey, I'm on a round of applause for Tina. That was pretty good.
Come say hi to Mike and Jeannie.
The best thing about this whole home show is it's free. It's free to get in.
Yes.
Free parking, free to get in.
That is pretty good because most of these you have to either pay to park or you have to pay to get some sort of a ticket to get in, and neither in this case. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm in the Sunset Hills, Crestwood, Webster area. It doesn't take you that long to get out here. It really doesn't. So come on out this afternoon or this evening or this weekend and say hi to these folks. And they've been very nice. And thanks to everybody that has come out. You know, that was my biggest fear coming out here, that nobody'd show up. That'd be really, that'd
there
be
a lot of people.
That
would
be
upsetting.
It's hard to talk to them while we're on the air,
that'd
though.
Be upsetting if, you said, it is hard to do. Well, not for you, obviously. but a lot of smiling faces, and we appreciate that. All right, a couple of things before we get out of here. I'm not a big sports guy. I don't know all the ins and outs of everything, and especially when it comes to Major League Baseball and some of the different contract terms and things. But they say now, and I guess this is the Major League Baseball, the Players Association, I should say, they said they'll probably never approve another deal like Albert Pujols got. And
how come? What are they?
Several different things. One of them, and I found this to be very bizarre. If I was setting up a deal like this as an owner, I would definitely want something like this. And they are sort of perks if a certain milestone is set. For example, if you make and this is in Albert's case, the 3,000th hit, you get $3 million. If you break such and such as home run record, you get $7 million.
And he's not any of that.
No, he's not. But I think that would be a great way, and maybe the union doesn't want that for whatever reason, but
because
I mean, that'd be a great
union.
Way to hire those guys. Hey, if you're not going to hit 40 home runs or whatever, we're not going to pay you. But
right.
If you do, heck yeah, we'll give you all. I would think that would be more of an incentive for the players to do better.
It's kind of risky.
I suppose you got to get the money.
And
when you,
if you look at this, it looks like it says ML Bunyan instead of MLB Union.
Yeah, that's great for
ML Bunyan.
That's great for everybody driving that can't see the paper. But
Tina says, "Happy 420, everybody!"
Yeah.
Holy right,
well, oh man.
Hey, we're playing tomorrow night. Speaking of.
Sounds like you're playing.
We weren't
right
speaking
now.
Of anything about
no,
it.
Oh, I know.
All right, real
but
quick.
Speaking of that, we're playing tomorrow night at the Backstreet Jazz and Blues Club at Westport.
And that's
9-1.
That's your band, Harry's Humans.
Henry's Humans,
that's correct.
Henry'sHumans.com. But hopefully we're celebrating a Blues victory tomorrow night.
Yes.
That would be
wear
very
your
nice.
Blues jerseys.
Oh, man.
Blue shirts.
You mentioned Pujols, and you guys all know that I have friends and family. Well, I don't have any family anymore left out there, but a lot of friends from high school and stuff that live in the Anaheim area.
And
boy, it was, during the winter, that's all I heard. Oh, we've got Pujols, and you guys are going downhill. And I actually said, and again, I'm not a huge sports guy, but I did say, I said, you know, I think the Cardinals may actually be better off, you know, without him around. And they, you should have heard,
all the people.
You should have heard them talk to me. Oh, you're just a bitter Cardinals fan, blah, 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 whatever. Wah, wah, wah. Do you have that noise? Wah, wah,
yeah, the other night at the ball game, there was like 359, 389.
But it's
batting average.
It is early in the season.
It is, but it's still fun.
But the team looks like they're playing more as a team.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, that is that. Thanks again to everybody that stopped by this afternoon.
Bill touched my knee.
I think I actually drew on your knee with a pen. I'm sorry.
Great.
And we'll get a picture of us in this. I've been calling it a panic room. It's a storm room. We'll get a picture of that, put it up on the website before we get out of here. That's it. Have yourself a wonderful rest of the weekend. And
Show's here all weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend. First trivia show tomorrow night. Join us.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.